Guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October until March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is May Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, an embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere I go, and a member of a super secret naughty club. Yep, my husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've tended to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations, partially because of my curiosity that gets me in trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything once for science. But remember, if you're going to follow the scientific method, you got to try it at least three times. The stories we share will be spicy, sexy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry. As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or even good advice. Now, let's full send into today's episode.
Guess what I did? Well, mostly what we did, but talked and talked and talked and talked and talked about anal sex to the point where we had to split this episode into two parts. Last week, we talked about the mythical fifth base and some of the myths that are surrounding it. This week, we're going to talk about the best ways to do it. But I think that maybe we need to convince you exactly why you should do it first. And so I figured I would explain a couple of reasons what I think anal sex is totally worth all of it, everything that it takes to do it. First and foremost, biggest reason why anal is totally worth it is because the orgasms that I have are amazing, and they are probably some of the strongest and most intense orgasms that I can have, which is why I kind of actually even have to be in a mood to have anal sex. Otherwise, that intensity is almost too much. The other reason is I love the look on a guy's face when you're like, do you want to do anal? And their face lights up like a kid at Christmas, and they're like, oh my god, I get to do anal! And it's hysterical. But it also is, I don't know, a boost to the girl's ego. And the other night when we were having that foursome, and I asked the guy if he wanted to have anal sex, you could tell he was definitely all about having anal sex. And he was pretty damn good at it as well. So I guess this is the reasons why I think that it's worth it to give it a try. And now for the second part of the amazing anal adventures episode.
To infinity and beyond.
What I figured we'd do is we're going to talk about how to do this. Like, what are the things that you need to know if you're going to go have anal sex? And the first one, and the most important thing, is work your way up to it. Not everybody is going to have anal sex the first day that they decide to, the first day that they decide to try it.
It's a mental thing too. You got to be able to like actually mentally relax, because if you can't mentally relax, you can't relax your butthole, because your butthole is 100% tied to your
how you feel.
Anxiety level.
Yeah.
The more anxiety you have, the tighter the butthole gets.
That's why they say when you go through a scary experience of, like, you know, like shocking, people say it puckered my butthole.
So.
Just saying. So, here's the deal. Surprise butt sex is not a thing. Or at the minimum, it should not be a thing.
It can be in prison for the wrong people, but it's still not okay.
It's still not a thing. Surprise butt sex is not a thing. There is no woman on planet Earth who's going to be like, oh yeah, no, that was awesome, let's do that again. If you want your girlfriend or your wife to have anal sex with you more than one time, and, you know, by choice, surprise butt sex is not a thing.
A couple of perks and a couple glasses of wine. She'll let you stick anything in there.
Oh my God.
Whoa, hold on. Sorry.
You're so
I didn't,
awful.
we can't put that on here, right? That
No,
was
you know
for the
that I won't.
entertainment purposes. Entertainment purposes.
That will
That's a
not make
joke.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Fuck
anal
you.
foreplay is a is your friend. Anal foreplay, like.
Foreplay, you know, rub your finger on it a little bit, you know, lick it a little bit with your tongue.
Right?
Yeah.
You here's and Mr. West mentioned this earlier, but cut your nails, use lotion, don't have a bunch of calluses, because everything,
File your
yeah,
nails.
everything that every rough spot on your finger is amplified. I mean, it's
Significantly.
amplified significantly in your in a pussy, but even more so in your butt, because that skin is really
Generally, it's much
sensitive.
tighter than the, you know, than the vagina. It's so, I mean, like, you got a little hangnail or a little, you know, or something that, trust me, it can make a big difference. A
Anyway.
rough edge on a, you know, on a nail or something like that can,
Yeah.
I mean, like, actually cause significant pain.
Right.
And you're gonna ruin your chances of probably getting it at that point. So, I mean, like, you know, do yourself a favor, set yourself up for success here, guys
Because here's the other
and
thing is
ladies.
right? Is that it can it's one of those things that if it starts to hurt, then it becomes even more difficult to relax, and then it just spirals from there, turns into a shit show. So take it
Snowballs.
slow. Yes, snowballs. That was the word I was looking for. Snowballs. Remember to breathe and to not clench, which means you should probably get yourself in a comfortable position. Here's the other big, huge, huge, huge one is lube is your friend. And you're going to need more of it than you think you need. In
Right, yeah,
fact, there's
no.
no such thing probably as too much lube in anal sex. I mean, yeah, let's don't make puddles on the floor. You
See,
hate for somebody to slip and fall.
this is where it's really, really, I think it can be helpful for guys to have, you know, their lady, you know, do a finger on them, and they will, you know,
Right?
for a little bit, you know, for a couple of minutes or so, be like, you'll be able to see exactly why lube becomes a necessary thing.
Yeah, 'cause here's the thing is her finger's probably smoother than yours, her finger's smaller than yours, and she's probably more gentle than you, just in general. So anything that you feel, the chances that she's gonna feel it even more so than you are pretty good. Now, silicone lubricant works best because it's the most slippery and it lasts the longer. It doesn't absorb into your skin as easily as water-based. Water-based lubricant sucks, period.
In my opinion, they've tried to convince us probably 4 or 5 different times that this is the water. When it works, it doesn't do the like the rest of them. Bullshit. They all turn into sticky
Sticky.
messes, and it's
It's
gross.
gross. So we use, I think it's
We
supposed
use
to be,
coconut oil,
well,
is
we use
all we
coconut oil
generally
for,
use.
but if we're going to use silicone lubricant, the one we use is, I think it's,
Analyze.
we use that
That's
one
the one
too.
we like the best. I or at least
No, we
I thought we
don't.
did.
No, the one
We
we like the
didn't.
best is the pure backdoor anal lube.
Really? I thought we liked the Annalise the best.
No, we like the
Huh.
Annalise, but the pure, it's PJUR. And any of the PJUR, whatever that brand is, those are like the best lubes now that we found. We used to use the Anal-Ease all the time,
Well,
but we
learned
found
something new
this
tonight.
stuff.
Cool.
This is the German stuff in the black
It's
bottle,
good.
not the
I mean,
silver
like, as
bottle.
far as a lube goes, it is a great lube. Either, I mean, you can use it for both. It's not like it's designation for, you know, backdoor only. It'll work for both, but it's,
Silicone lube, this is a good brand.
you know, they're the best.
Yeah, I like it a lot personally. Now, for as far as lubricant goes, there's two things that I think are important. And the first one is that while you're doing the foreplay, you should be trying to like work the lubricant inside. Honestly, if you're really concerned about it, get a funnel and like squeeze some shit in there.
Funnel as a syringe.
Oh yeah, syringe. You can put a funnel in
Put
there too, pour it
a
in.
funnel too if you want to. I mean, like, but, I mean a syringe. Yeah, I mean that's what they. I think they even have some at the porn shops. They got like
I
these
think they do actually too.
little syringes that you just, which is actually can, I mean, can be helpful because if you plan on doing a lot or if you're using a toy. Now, toys, for whatever reason, lose their lubrication feel much faster than skin does. So
And you're
keep that
not
in mind.
actually supposed to use coconut oil on toys. That's what
Not
you're supposed
supposed
to
to, I
use the
guess,
silicone
but
lubricant on toys.
I don't give a shit. I use it on,
I don't
use it on
either.
everything. It's the only thing we use pretty much, I mean, like 99% of the
It's
time.
because we use a lot of lubricant, and if you go and get this like this pure stuff, the bottle says that I have here at the, on my desk is $32.99 for a 3 ounce bottle. Now, don't get me wrong, I bought a 3 ounce bottle quite a while ago, but that's partially because we use silicone lubricant, or we use coconut oil lubricant for almost everything. Because I also went and bought a 12 ounce jar of that at the
Costs
dollar
like
store
$5 or something,
four and
six
a half
bucks.
bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
So that's why we use
and
coconut
coconut oil
oil.
is all natural. And I mean, as long as you're not allergic to coconut oil, there's no chance of like reaction to it. You're not gonna, there's no.
It works. It's really, 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 really good lube. Like, I even had doctors recommend it. So anyway, use lube when you're doing the foreplay. Try to use the foreplay to work it inside. And then when you go to lubricate the toy or the dick, make sure that you lubricate all the way to the base. Take
Base
the
is generally the first thing to seem to lose lubrication, and it's also this seems to be the place that gets the least attention initially.
Yeah, because a lot of people will just put like lube on the end of it,
Be like,
and
oh, it'll, or halfway up, and it'll work its way all the way to the back, which it, most it does for somewhat part of the time, but it's
but
if
that's
you
the
have
part
anal
that's going to
sex, you'll find
actually
out.
be that's the part that's actually going to be moving through the tightest part of your butthole is the base
Right.
of it,
Right.
so
But that's what I'm
it.
saying. If you have anal sex, you'll understand why this lubrication, if you just stick, you'll understand why lubrication is extremely important.
Yes,
Unless you're
lubricate.
into pain. If you like pain and I mean that's your thing. I mean, I think Jenna Jameson, huge porn star back in like the 90s, early 2000s, she was like known as the anal queen. She was totally into like she would like let you just jam it in dry. I mean, she was kind of weird in that sense, and I listened to her a lot and kind of turned me on a little bit, but whatever, fuck. I'm just saying, some people are into that shit. Most girls aren't. Your girl probably isn't fucking into it.
Lots of lube, more than you need, running off of her butt crack.
At least.
Right. So, positions. Position. Doggy style is the position that I think we do it the most in. Okay, this is the reason why I think doggy style is the best. And is because, first of all, it isn't, you can get your ass up in the air, arch your back. It's a more comfortable position. Secondly, if you're not really good at this or you're new to it, being able to see what the fuck you're doing is useful. And if her butt is in the air, then it's pretty easy for you to be able to see what you're doing as long as you got a light on. So,
Yeah, so you
yes.
turn the light on, see, and like a little, maybe a little extra or something, so you can see.
It is better to have it in doggy style because, I mean, like, okay, first of all, I sticking things in holes is not generally my job. So when I'm doing that, I have to be able to see what I'm doing. 'Cause well, I'm not very coordinated. And if I'm fumbling around like in the dark where I
True.
can't see, then the chances I'm going to hurt you are a whole lot greater. Doggy style also is the way that you can do it that will make it press on your G spot and on your supposed A spot.
I love
Because
this A spot.
you can arch your back, and
They're
that's how
like,
it helps.
hey, there's the fountain.
That's why they call it that. That's funny. Okay, another position people can do it in is you do it with missionary with your legs clear up in the air, like on his shoulders. This is not my favorite position. I think personally that it has a tendency to cause me to clench more or have a harder time relaxing because it requires me to flex my butt cheeks. So if I have to flex my butt cheeks to do it, then the
Why do you
chances
have to
that I can.
flex your butt cheeks to put them on my shoulders? That don't make no sense.
Because, okay, so your legs are up there, right? But they push down when you orgasm or when things feel good.
Oh, okay.
It's just
No,
like
I
a
mean,
lot harder for me to.
everybody may have a different position. I didn't know that actually. I don't think you'd ever actually explained it to me, so you know, just new
Yeah, this is not
information.
my favorite. I mean, if I'm relaxed, I can do it. It's just not my favorite. That's not my
Oh, it
favorite
makes sense.
position, period.
We don't generally do it like that anyway, so I guess it's probably not a real issue, but
No, I mean, it's not my favorite position to have regular sex either, so. You know, we just don't do that
although there
often.
are those times that you're into it and you can and she's just having a real good time. And when you're pounding into that and she starts squirting, the water just kind of goes everywhere, splashing all over the place. So there's those times that are good for
Didn't say I couldn't
missionary.
enjoy it. I just said it wasn't my favorite.
That's
My
why I said
favorite
those few
is
times
reverse
of good
cowgirl.
times for anal. Yeah.
That's my favorite. Over the course of a year, Mr. West and I probably have sex 5-6 times a week, every week. Some days we have it like 3 times. Sometimes we don't have it at all. But over the course of an entire year, I would average out like what, 5-6 times a week at minimum.
Depends on how many times I grace her with the dick.
Right. And if we're having anal sex like several days in a row, then I can do it in pretty much any position. It's pretty easy. If we haven't had anal sex in a little while, then I like reverse cowgirl because you get up on top and you get to determine exactly how deep, how fast, and the actual position of reverse cowgirl is a really good angle and position that. I don't know, it makes it so it slides in easier and there isn't as many problems. So that's why.
Now, we do reverse cowgirl for anal a little bit different, I think, than what most people would think.
Okay.
My legs are on the outside of hers. And so basically, she takes and puts her feet under my legs
Like under your
and
thighs.
then under my thighs and then, you know, and then reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, I
Think of
forget that.
taking, I guess, think of taking doggy and laying down.
Yeah,
Just rotating
basically.
it, rotating it 90 degrees.
That is exactly what it is. I never really thought of that.
Doggy rotated 90.
Yeah, basically. And it works and it gives makes it so that it's easy for you to stimulate your clit with like say a vibrator or something like that. Or if you're a wild and crazy girl, you can get a dildo and you can do double penetration with a dildo and a dick at the same time. Now it only
Right.
lasts for like a little bit because by the time my
Well, I
thigh
mean,
muscles
and
start burning and then
if the
I start
guy's
having
active,
orgasms.
yeah, but if the guy's active, it's not a bad position. You can still do plenty of, you can get good, some damn good thrusting in from that position.
Oh, for sure. I just meant it doesn't last a whole long time because my thighs start hurting and then I start having orgasms and then my ability to like actually like move my body very well, like in a rhythmic way
You
becomes
can move your body in a rhythmic way.
I no, not really, but when I'm having orgasms even less so
Oh,
is my point.
okay.
And the last position, I guess, is we'll talk about or we'll suggest is spooning. Now, I will tell you that Mr. West and I have regular sex this way too, like spooning. And I'm not going to lie, I have a little bit of a paranoia when we're because like I'm scared to death he's gonna slip out and then he's gonna like hit the in-between space.
Happened like once or twice in 12 years,
I
almost
get
13 years
that,
we've been
but
together, but it happens.
it causes paranoia and I can't help it. Like, so it's better to have a guy with a longer dick to do this position. And you also have to like kind of bend your body into a 90 degree angle to make it the easiest and have like the most access, or him have the most access.
Well, I mean, it depends on whether you're trying to, like, you know, be more loving and slow, or whether you're trying to
Oh, I forget about loving and slow.
basically, yeah, well, I mean, or you're trying to take, you know, I guess doggy again, and now you're just gonna, you know, blow it over on its side.
So what you're saying is I like doggy style sex. Just, you know, like
Yeah,
just gonna rotate it
we're gonna,
around.
we're just gonna rotate it around, different
Tessellate.
variations.
Tessellate the doggy style. I never
Yeah.
thought about that. Huh, that's too funny. But it is a position where a guy's not gonna be able to get as deep, so like it'll be a shallower, I guess, anal sex, which some people like better. And it's a lot harder to move quickly. So, I mean,
Or
it's
as quick,
as quick.
or with as much power.
Right. So, and then when avoid positions, like I said, that make you flex your butt cheeks too
Like
much.
it's putting a governor on it, you know?
Right. Spooning is like putting a governor on anal sex.
Or sex in general.
Or sex in general. But it does. Man, you are clever today.
Since when did you get so smart?
Whatever position you're in, after you penetrate like the anal sphincter, the outside ring.
Or push out against it. I mean, or you're pushing against it, like, you know, I mean, a bit. Try pushing out, like, or try pushing like you got, like you're trying to poop. And maybe it's important that you have had pooped earlier and don't have to poop it this time.
Yes, it is.
It will, it basically relaxes and opens it up. I mean, like, okay, now think about this. And I mean, I don't, guys do it all the time. I guess women, I don't know if you guys are checking them out, see how big they are so you can take pictures of them, send them to your buddy. But you can take it to pretty large shits. And I'm like, butthole, you know, is capable of these things and going right back to the normal thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hurt to poop. Generally, it doesn't. If it hurts to poop, I guess you got probably something going on. But pushing out like that will take almost all the pain away. The pain comes from when you clench it and try to pinch it the fuck off, and well, bad things start to tend to happen at that point.
And that's completely true. If you push out, you can relax and it makes it easier. But after the guy penetrates, right? Like that first whoop, pop, whatever. I don't know what. Wait. Just pause. Stop. Let everybody relax for a second. In
Let
fact,
them get used to it, you know?
anytime you feel her tense up, you should stop moving. Because it probably, if you just gave it a
Yeah.
second, she could relax again.
Look for context clues as to whether they're enjoying things or not.
Right.
You know, I mean, pay attention to what's going on with them rather than just yourself, because, well, I mean, if they're not enjoying it, then you need to change it up. Different position, more lube, you know, take a break, whatever you need to do. But you got to pay attention to some clues to their, you know, whether they tense up or, you know, the body, you know, kind of, you can feel it when something hurts, you know, the body tenses up. And if you pay attention for clues like that, you can stop immediately and prevent, you know,
And
prevent
don't
damage.
stop by like stop and then pull out. Just
Yeah, don't just, yeah, don't do
stop
that. Just
moving.
stop moving.
Just stop moving. Because
She
sometimes if
tenses
you
up, don't just yank it the fuck out. I mean,
that's way worse.
That might, I mean, either she really might like it a lot, more than likely, chances are she's going to dislike it a lot.
Right. So, like,
That'll be the
patience.
end of your anal career.
Patience. So, now, okay,
which
like
I
you
have
said earlier.
fucking none of, I'm gonna be honest with you. But
earlier, we were talking about anal sex. Dirty. Shit happens. Yes. Enemas are a way, if you like, if this is something that's really going to concern you, you're like, you're really afraid that you're going to get poop on his dick and then he's never going to love you again.
Okay,
Enemas.
let's stop right here for disclaimers. All right, for anybody out there, and I got buddies. I got buddies that just this. It I've heard these words come out of several friends' mouths. Fuck, that's gross, man. You're getting shit on your dick. Well, it's fucking anal. Yeah, you're probably at some point gonna end up with shit on your dick. It happens. It's part of it. It's somebody's ass, man. I mean, we got to be honest with the whole scenario. So, you know, if that's gonna bother you or whatever, or be a buzzkill, or
Don't be
then
a
these are
douche.
things, you know, don't be a douche about it or whatever. But I mean, like, then probably you should not do it, because eventually there's going to be that something happens that's unpleasant about that, and you're going to be like, well, shit, literally. And
Literally.
you're like,
So, yes. No, I mean, it happens. It is what it is. Like, it's a messy thing. It can be anyway. Enemas are a good way to keep it from happening, or at least it can prevent a lot of it. Use warm, clean water. Do not use any of that enema solution crap you buy at the store. Warm, clean water. Don't use too
not too
much.
warm and
No,
not
yeah.
too much, because if you use too much, you might be just shitting water for the next fucking, 12 hours.
Right,
So,
because it can like
and
work its
here's
way
the,
up there.
yeah, and then, here's the thing about anal sex, crazy. This is when you're doing that and you're pounding the shit out of it, and stuff. I mean, like, and you've, we found this out once. This is how we found out. Don't use too much fucking water. Water. Fuck, we found water. We were drilling it and we found water, boys.
Yeah,
So,
it can. If
yeah.
you like enema bulbs, are probably the best way to do it. If you, I mean, some people have like the shower nozzle
Pre-measured.
attachment, which we do have the shower
Sure.
nozzle attachment, and you should
Oh.
never use that with like too much water pressure. And if it is too hot, like if it is hot on your hand, it is too hot for inside your body.
You want to be you'd much rather be cool than too warm.
Yeah.
I very rarely do it. I don't have to be honest with you. Actually, I've never done anal sex, but I mean, I've done, a little ass play, whatnot. I can't compete with my wife though. But I mean, you can feel. So I mean, anyways, where I was going with that was, if you do use the shower thing, you can feel the pressure. I mean, there's some pressure when that happens. You can go, ooh, and then you just, get a little pressure and then stop. And then wait a second, wait a few seconds and let the water do its thing and then do your thing.
The
The
important,
more you do it, the more water you introduce in there, you understand that. So then, I mean, like, just keep that in mind.
yes, and that's why I say that it's always good to do it like at least 12 hours beforehand, if not more. The 12 hours though gives you time that if you did put too much water in there, it gives you a little time for it to like make its way down.
Right.
So you don't end up with a
Few
water
hours, even,
situation.
I mean, give yourself a little buffer zone for sure.
Yeah. Otherwise it could be weird. And then, like, before you guys decide to go have sex, go make sure that, like, you don't have to poop. So, as long as you have, done your business and you shouldn't have too much problems. But if you do, keep some wet wipes or a towel around just in case, because you know what? You should
Don't
have wet
freak
wipes.
out and don't be a dick about it. I mean, because here it is. You freak out, you're an asshole, or you say something fucking shitty about it. Ha, no pun intended.
That's funny.
Then probably, these are the your chances of being able to do it again are going to be limited. Don't freak out and be a fucking jackass.
And I'm of the opinion that sex is messy in general, and that you should probably just keep some wet wipes and towels around just in case anyway. I mean, like, sex is messy. At least it
Or
is if
you're
you do
not
it
doing it
right.
right.
So, I mean, it seems like at this point in life, you're like, oh, I don't know about this. It's messy. It's like requires a lot of work. But we have some secret tips and tools. First of all, we talked about
Roofies,
roofies, yeah, no,
chloroform.
but close.
Oh,
Poppers.
poppers. Shit. I was
Poppers.
trying to
Okay,
guess.
it's illegal to use amyl nitrate as a inhalant, and we are not suggesting that you should do that. But we are
At
telling
all.
you that if a person was to go to their local store that sells
Sex
dildos,
store and
yes,
ask for some nail polish remover.
don't call them poppers.
Yeah, because then it implies that you're going to use them for sex, and I don't know when the fuck it matters with this dumb shit, but it does.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you that your sex store workers will
At least the
appreciate
ones
it if
we've
you
been to.
don't call them poppers. They do not want to you to call
Get
them
in trouble.
poppers because it's illegal for them to sell them to you if they know you're going to do something illegal with them.
I don't understand the whole
I
law, but
don't
whatever. We're just
understand
trying to
it.
give you guys a hand here.
But they
And
tell
they
you this.
do, and very important here, fellas and ladies, do not fucking drink them or eat them.
Right? It'll kill
Or
you.
put them in your mouth, dip something on them, suck on it, whatever. You just, a little sniff, like smelling salts, just a little sniff.
What happens is, in I don't know what, like 30 seconds to a couple of minutes,
And don't
you're.
ask me about the couple of minutes. I only seen that happen one time, and I was fucking with a buddy of mine. And I'm like, hey, dude, check this out, and smell this. You'll like this feeling. And he took a sniff, and it was like, he's like, oh, I don't feel nothing. He got up and he went and took a piss. I mean, this is how far he made it, all the way to the bathroom, took a piss, halfway back through the hallway, coming back to the living room. He fuck about fell out. And I mean, he's a big old soggy son bitch too. It was tough because it can be an intense feeling for some people. It was for him. He didn't like it. Yeah. So yeah, but I
I
mean,
love
like
it.
I like it a little bit. It's a few times. It can give you a headache. But it's, as far as I know, I don't, I mean,
I don't think it kills your brain cells. I mean, honestly, not enough of them for it to matter.
if you're doing that many of them, then you probably got a fucking problem. I mean, like, let's be
The
real.
point
So
is it makes your
it's
body
like one.
flush and then you relax. And
Yeah.
there were used, I mean, they originally started out in the like gay community as a way to relax. So the people
For
could
anal
have
sex.
anal sex
So.
and they work. Your whole body relaxes. And not like relaxes like you got roofied, just relaxes like, whew,
I
okay.
don't know. Dude would probably disagree. I mean, like, but he may have felt like he got damn near roofied or drugged or something, because he just about passed out. So this is why I tell people, if you don't have an idea as to how something is going to impact you or whatever, and you're worried about that, do test, just do a little sniff and say, wait a few, and or do a little line or do whatever, just do a little bit.
A
So
little
then that way
puff
you're
of
not
weed.
freaking, right? Little puff of weed. Don't do like seven fucking dab hits if you've never smoked weed in your life, and then you think you've died, and then you never want to smoke weed again because you didn't become conscious again for the next fucking 14 hours. So,
A little bit. Just a little bit.
fuck,
Test it out.
moderation goes along, can go a long ways, boys. I mean, I'm just saying, test things out, see how you feel about them. You'll be like, hey, that's kind of nice. I like that. We can try that out. And
My next little helpful tip and trick is butt plugs. Butt plugs are
plug
an
your
ex
butt.
butt plugs. Butt plugs come in a variety of sizes, so you can use them to work your way up to it. Like the little tiny ones, like to start with, are so cute. Like they're adorable. Like they're like little tiny, like the size of your finger. They have a handle. They have to have a handle or a base so that like they don't like suck up into your butt and then you lose them.
And which I've never understood why, like, people like lose shit in their ass and stuff, and like, or lose
Oh
something,
yeah, no,
up in there,
it can
hoo-hoo,
happen.
I mean, like, I know it happens, but I mean, like, why don't you just, wait a little while, take a shit, want to just come out with the shit? I don't
I
understand
think
this.
that part of it is that A, they panic because they can't get it out.
Yeah, it's probably true. People
Otherwise,
panic
things
way
could
too
like get
fucking
turned
easy.
sideways, maybe. I don't know.
I don't really fucking know, but I mean, like, for like, don't try to like lose things in your ass. I mean, like, you'll get
I mean,
made
like
fun
I'm
of
just
at the
saying, like I
hospital.
had a
They'll
butt plug
trust me.
that
They
didn't
will
have a large
talk
enough.
about you after you leave. I've seen videos on the internet. It's funny.
I had a butt plug that didn't have a large enough base that ended up all the way inside, and I did just like relax and wait a second and then got it out. But I can see where a person would panic.
Right.
I mean, I can
Yeah,
see where a person would panic.
panicking raises anxiety levels, which increases the tension on the sphincter.
Right, see? And like the longer it took you to get out, the more you'd panic, and then eventually you'd have to go to the doctor.
Right.
That's where I think it happens.
Probably. I still don't just understand why you just wouldn't poop it out with the next shit, but whatever.
I mean, I guess it depends on if it's a Barbie doll or it's a butt plug.
Hold on, a Barbie doll. I'm gonna fuck a par I wanna go to this party, maybe.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. No, it was on TV. It was like some episode of like,
Was it
I
a
don't
Diddy
know.
party?
It was some episode of like ER or something. I don't know. The guy had like
Oh.
seven Barbie doll heads in his ass.
I mean, like, 'cause you know what they say, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
I don't know if the guy had seven Barbie doll asses in his ass or Barbie doll heads in his ass at a Diddy party or if it was just, a regular party, but That's what.
No, that's for sure. Sounds like it was probably a fucking Diddy party. I mean, like seven fucking Barbie heads up your ass. I mean, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Well, and you had to go to the doctor to get them removed. So, not okay on another level. I always suggest getting butt plugs with T handles because, well, I have got, I guess, a big butt and my butt cheeks like squish together. And I never understood how that round butt plug or like the heart shaped butt plug with the rough,
could be
hard edge
comfortable for anybody
could be comfortable
for a long term.
Period. At all. Comfortable at all. So, T handle butt plugs. That's my tip.
The only position that thing's going to be comfortable is when you're bent over.
Right. Yeah. Where your butt cheeks are spread. Because otherwise, it's just digging into your butt cheek. It's not cool. The other suggestion I have is you get your vibrator and you put it on your clit while they are, like, during anal foreplay or even during, like, the initial penetration, especially because it relaxes you and distracts you. It's really hard for something to hurt when something feels that good.
Right.
I mean, it just is. And my last tip for anal sex, is your brain is the best, like, help you have. And if you think something's not possible, then it's not going to be possible because your brain won't let it be possible. If you think you don't want to do this and this isn't going to work out, then the chances that it works out are not great because your brain's going to be like, well, fuck you.
To a certain extent. I disagree.
Okay.
A willingness to at least believe that you can enjoy it, that there's a chance you can enjoy it. Because like I said, I mean, like, there's a lot of people out there that not in a million fucking years would you ever convince them. Because they are so mentally blocked with the whole stigma of with the taboos and everything else that, you know what I mean? But I mean, like, yeah, the more you have a desire to want to enjoy it or want to try it, the more desire or the more success
the easier it's
going to
be
the outcome. Yeah.
The easier it's going to be. The more your brain is on board, the easier it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm trying to say. This is the more you are on board mentally with this whole thing, the easier it'll be. I mean, because it's fun. And I personally have like the best orgasms from anal sex. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's like a lot of work to mentally get through so where you can be at a place where you can relax. And not every time that we have it, or not every time we have sex, am I able to get into a mental space where I can relax enough to have it.
Yeah, even as much as you like it, sometimes she's like, oh, yeah, it's not working today.
Position that worked yesterday may not work today.
At least I assume that's the same for everybody. I mean, maybe I don't know, but I mean, like, at least that's what works for us.
Well, and I mean, I guess I say that because, like, don't give up the first time because you're like, well, that didn't work or that position doesn't work. Because for me, sometimes doggy style doesn't work. And the only way that I can do it is that reverse cowgirl. And sometimes I can do it standing on my head with my eyes closed.
And I believe that that'll all tie back into at the end of the day is exactly how turned on you are, how good a mood you're in, and how, because, you know, I mean, you can just not be in the mood for anal sex too. And you're just not going to be able to gain that feeling from it where it feels good enough to do it. So,
and that's your brain is your best friend. Like your brain is going to make the final decision as to whether or not this feels good.
Right. But for the first timers, you know, at least have a willingness to accept that you might be able to enjoy it. And if you're a guy, just because she sticks her finger in your ass doesn't make you gay.
Back.
Now, if you're going over to your buddy's house and having him pound you out, that kind of makes you, well, at least, you know, at the very minimum, bisexual because you like both, I'm guessing at that point. But
just because
the old lady's, you know, putting a finger in your butt doesn't mean that you're, you know, going to be, you know, down on the corner sucking cock for fucking crack next week.
Yeah, I think that's actually almost guaranteed.
Sucking cock for crack?
No, that if your wife or your girlfriend sticks her finger in your butt, I will guarantee that will not be directly related to you sucking dick for crack on the street the next week.
Oh.
I mean, it just doesn't happen
God,
that
I
fast.
God, I fucking hope not. I mean,
it doesn't
like,
happen
if
that
if
fast, if nothing else.
Right. If it is, I'm sorry for the advice. Bad advice. Oh, my bad.
I don't think anal sex gives you an addiction to crack in the first place. All right. So if anybody has any questions, I guess, about anal sex, make sure that you can email me or hit me up on my social media.
So now I hope that we have convinced you to put on your Batman mask. And if you don't know what I mean by that, then you definitely need to listen to the Be Batman episode and go on your own anal adventure.
To infinity and beyond.
I want to remind everybody to check out all of my social media. I've got Instagram, Reddit, X, all of those are at @MayWildWest, as well as you can send emails to maywildwest@gmail.com. You also should check out my website. There is a link to it down in the podcast description. I've been working on adding some new content to the website, and there's actually a possibility of doing some exclusive content, and I got some ideas, and I'm kind of trying to flesh it out before I share it all with you. And if you had a good time with me today, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm always a good time, make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss out on a single story, some crazy advice, or just the dumb shit that we're up to. So don't forget to share it with your other inappropriate friends, and I'll see you later.